Hey, what's going on, everybody? So glad to see you tuning in with us today. New Life Church online. Hey, I tell you what, if you are watching live right now, I would love for you to drop a comment in the chat below. Let us know you're watching. We'd love for you to say hello. If you're visiting online today on our website, just want to welcome you. Thanks for tuning in today. In this message, we're actually beginning a brand new series. This is part one of a series called Everyday Disciple. And so in this series, we're going to be talking about this idea of discipleship and being a disciple. Because to the Christian, this is the Christian's most important calling. Or the most important calling a Christian has is to be a disciple. And we're going to get into the details of all that is over the course of the next few weeks. But this is also the church's toughest assignment. So it's the Christian's most important calling, and it's the church's most difficult assignment, this concept of discipleship. And so let me pose a question. Can you be a Christian and not a disciple? And I think we'll get to the bottom of that question today. Let's look at what Jesus says. We're really going to start off with a verse that is in some Bibles in red letters, which means these are the words of Jesus himself. And Jesus, we're going to get him started off today from Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. He's going to come off really with coming out swinging here. He says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." So he's coming out swinging here on us this morning. We really start off on a heavy verse here. Not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father. So can you be a Christian and not do the will of the Father? Let's look at the next verse, verse 22. Many will say to me on that day, on what day? On judgment day, when you see the Lord face to face, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.' Lord, Lord, did we not do great things in your name?" Like carrying your name, Christian, didn't we do great things? And yet the Lord will turn to some and say, "I don't know you." And so this concept of being a disciple is far weightier in its definition than what we have made of the word Christian. So can you be a Christian and not be a disciple? I would say to be a Christian, it is to be a disciple. You cannot differentiate between the two. It's like some people say truck, some people say pickup, but it's the same thing. So Christian and disciple should be synonymous with one another. The problem is we're so used to using the word Christian that it has almost disassociated itself from the real working definition of a disciple, which we will get to today. And so the reason why I feel like this series is so important for the church today is because we are seeing many effects in the church at large in this day and age because of the lack of commitment to being a disciple of Jesus. It is far easier to carry the name Christian than it is to walk the life of a true disciple. And so my encouragement and my hope is that each and every one of us over the next few weeks, we will really take a deep dive into our faith and to really evaluate how we're doing in our faith walk with Jesus, because we're never done in this journey. There's always a next step. There's always something more for us. He's always calling us to do something more, and discipleship is an ongoing commitment in our faith. It wasn't just of when you accepted Jesus and you filled out a connection card on a Sunday morning and maybe you got dipped in the water baptism. Like, those are all starting points, but we're never done. We're never done. So there is a problem plaguing Christianity in our day and age, and the problem is this. The problem is Christian nominalism. Christian nominalism. Nominalism is a word to describe people who nominally associate with Christianity. Or in other words, that it means to associate with Christianity in name only. It means it's official, that someone can even become what some would call an official member of a church, but actually not a member of the Lord's church and following in discipleship in reality. So it's official, but it's not reality. And I want to pause and tell you that this is not a slam against any particular person. It's not a slam for someone who falls into the category right now of Christian nominalism. It's only a descriptive word, okay? It's just a descriptive word. The Lausanne Committee of World Evangelism defines a nominal Christian as a person who has not responded in repentance and faith to Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord. Furthermore, this could even be someone, Christian nominalism could even be somebody that is practicing or even a non-practicing church member. They can even, someone that might fall into the category of Christian nominalism, they even may be able to give intellectual assent to basic Christian beliefs and doctrine. And maybe they could even be faithful in church attendance or even in serving in the church. Yet, nominal. Following Jesus in word alone is nominal. To practice forgiveness in word alone is nominal. To love in word alone but without action is nominal. To say we live a pure life in word alone, to be generous in word alone, to say we're content in what we have in word alone, serving one another but just in word alone, having faith but just in word alone, is living nominally for Christ. Christian nominalism in word alone. And so my prayer throughout this journey of messages is that we will all, listen to me, friend, we will all extract the nominalism in us. That's right. If you're watching this today and you've heard what's been said and you think, well, I'm so glad that's not me. Well, then I really want you to listen. I want you to journey with us through this series, Everyday Disciple, and really ask the Holy Spirit to help you extract the nominalism from you. God, would you extract the nominalism from me, that nothing of my faith would just be in word alone, but I will follow you. So the problem of Christian nominalism has a solution, and the solution is Christian discipleship. And I know that these are very like church type words, right? And that's okay. What we're gonna put some other language on it to help you understand it even a little further. But Christian discipleship, this is gonna be the basis for the next several weeks through this journey together that we're gonna take in evaluating our commitment to the Lord and what He has called each and every one of us to do. He's called you, He's called me to one thing. He's called us to discipleship. And so discipleship is, Well, it is the hardest work of the church because it demands a lifelong process that we must commit to for a lifetime. Discipleship takes a lot of discipline. And if you look, the word discipline is almost right inside of the word. They have the same root. Discipleship, discipline. You hear it, don't you? They have the same root because it takes tenacity and zeal. It takes some serious discipline to get it going in your life. The lack of Christian discipleship has led the church at large to an all-time low in biblical literacy, evangelism in the marketplace, faithfulness to local church, and so much more. And this is why God's greatest call on each of our lives is to discipleship. In other words, a lifetime of learning and growing, not getting comfortable and not becoming nominal in our faith in word only. So we're really going to lean into what it is to be a disciple. And so let's look at a disciple. The word disciple, it means to follow. In order to follow, you have to let another lead. It means to become a learner. Jesus, if you're familiar with the Gospels, then you would know that Jesus had 12 disciples. And these disciples spent their life, in the 3 years that they spent with Jesus, literally following him, letting him lead them, and becoming students of Jesus. And this is what God's call is for each and every one of us, that we would also follow Jesus. We would let Jesus lead us, and we would let the Lord, and we would become a learner of the word, you see, to disciple. And so let's look a little deeper into the word disciple. The tense here, it is an aorist active imperative tense. The word disciple is an aorist active imperative tense. In other words, it is imperative, meaning that this is a command. That this is a command. Like if Jesus is your Savior, and he's your Lord, he's your King, he has a command. Be a disciple. Aorist active being that it is an action without end. So being a disciple is not a one-time event. It's not a season of your life. Being a disciple wasn't a life group that you joined, a class you went through. It is without end. It is a lifelong process that you are committed to following and being led by and a student of your leader, your Savior, our King, Jesus. Look what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 28. We call this the Great Commission. He says, therefore, go and make disciples. Did you hear it? Jesus said, therefore, go and make disciples. And he's talking to his disciples. At this point in Scripture, Jesus has just died and risen again. He appeared before them, and now he appears before them. He says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So Jesus says, I have all authority. Then he looks at his disciples. He says, I have all authority, and I'm sending you. So he sends disciples with his authority to what? Go make disciples. Let's read the rest. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And this is what it means. This is discipleship, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Therefore, go and make disciples. Notice what Jesus didn't say. He did not say, go and build a church building. He did not say, go and make more programs. Go and build websites. go and have a stage and a sound system. Go. He didn't say go and preach sermons. He didn't say go and make a podcast. Go, disciples. Go and have great fellowship and times of fun with one another. He didn't say go and build a worship band. He said go and make disciples. And if you think for a moment that all those things I just mentioned are bad, you would be wrong. The thing is, although he said go make disciples, and so that's what we do. And to do that, we leverage everything we have to do one thing, to make disciples. We leverage having a building that we gather in to make disciples, but it's not about the building. We leverage using the message that is preached on Sundays to go and make disciples. We leverage everything we have, from the building to our sermons to websites to podcasts to teams of people to our life groups to releasing people in their gifts and talents and what God, and how God has gifted them, to all do one thing: to make disciples. In other words, turning people towards Jesus. We leverage it all. We go all in with all we have, all God has given us, to go and make disciples. And being a disciple is to follow and to be led. So we want to see people turned to Jesus. And we'll do everything to make that happen. Matthew 16, 24. Jesus himself, these are his words. He says, whoever wants to be my disciple, whoever wants to be my disciple, Jesus says, must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it. And whoever loses their life for me will find it. This sounds like such a paradox, doesn't it? If you want to be my disciple, Jesus says, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him. And denying oneself is to put aside all of our selfish desires in order to follow Christ. No matter the cost. Every month we have missionary visitors right here to New Life Church, and we get to hear how, no matter the cost, they are circling the globe to tell more and more people about Jesus, turning more and more people towards Jesus and discipling people, denying oneself, taking up their cross, and following Jesus. You see, the cross of Christ, it is a symbol. The cross of Christ is one of suffering, of death, shame, and ridicule. And to follow Christ is to follow him in suffering, to follow him in the death to our own self, and even to be ridiculed and shamed by others in this world. Because it's not a promise that everything will always be hunky-dory. It is a promise of persecution. And Jesus says, if you want to follow me, okay, deny yourself, completely submit yourself to me, take up your cross. In other words, it's going to be sacrificial, at times painful. But if you give up your life, you'll actually find your life. But if you try to build your own life, you'll actually lose it. So why don't you surrender to Jesus today and find life? A disciple is one who denies themselves, takes up their cross, and by doing so, it boldly identifies them with Christ. Following Christ. Now listen, Jesus, he didn't come to make our normal, selfish, sinful lives a little better. No. He came to radically transform life as we know it. He didn't come so you can stay selfish. He didn't come so you can stay sinful. He didn't come so your life could just be better and more flourishing. He came to completely transform your life as you know it. So you want to get started? Let's get started. Let's look at some essential starting points into following Jesus in discipleship. Number one is this: discipleship begins with a genuine response to the invitation to follow Jesus. And his invitation is this: if you want to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Now, I want you to listen really, really, really closely to me. I'm not asking you to follow me. You see, I am just trying to give my life into following him. So I don't need you to follow me. I don't need you to follow New Life Church. I am not worthy to be followed. But what I do implore you is, don't follow man, follow Jesus. And it begins with a genuine response to his invitation to you. His invitation to you to follow him. Number two is this: in such a response, it requires a couple things. It requires admitting that you've failed and then turning away from evil. It requires to accept that invitation. You say, when you say yes to God, then you're also going to say, God, I need you. I've made some serious failures in my life. I've hurt people. I've been hurting myself. I've made some serious errors. And I'm going to leave that all behind. All those old habits, I'm going to leave it so I can follow you, because that's what it takes. It takes denying yourself. But sometimes it's this turning away. The turning away has to happen in your response. Number three is this: to follow Jesus, it means to let him lead. If you want to be a disciple of Jesus, then he has to be leading you. And too many times we get comfortable in our faith, and before we know it, we're being led by other things. We're being led by other desires. We're being led by selfish motivations. And I'm just wondering today, church, can we all take an honest assessment and say, am I being led by the Lord? To follow Jesus, it means that he's ahead and I'm behind. He's leading me. Number four, a sign of this new life is going public before others in baptism. So you want to have an initial starting point to becoming a disciple of Jesus? You want an initial starting point? You can. Accept the invitation of Jesus to follow him. Accept it. Be honest about your failures and seek forgiveness, because it's completely free. He'll forgive you, but then you've got to turn away from that. You've got to leave that life. You got to leave those bad mistakes behind. You got to walk away from evil. It means to let Jesus lead you. If you want a fresh start, a sign, a signal that I am going to change, a sign, an outward sign of God is changing my life, is to go through baptism in water in obedience to what Jesus has called us to, and go public and let the world know. Man, let the enemy know. Let your haters know, I'm different. I'm going another way. And you can do that on Sunday, August 22nd, here in just a week. We are going to celebrate water baptism here at New Life Church. And so if you ever want to take that step, man, just feel free to text in, call in, and find out how you can take your next step in baptism today. So listen, as we pray, we wrap up today. God's call for each and every single one of us, the greatest call in our life, is to be a disciple. The hardest assignment of the church is discipleship. And so there's a few things I want to really challenge you to do. Here in a few weeks, we're going to be launching our fall life groups. If you've never been in a life group before, I want to challenge you to find a group to get into. We're going to talk about this more in the coming weeks as well. But it is a great pathway to beginning the discipline of a lifelong disciple. Maybe someone today, you need to answer the Lord's invitation to come and follow him. You have tried to follow many things. You've tried to follow influencers. You've tried to follow Instagram pages. You've tried to follow friends. You've tried to follow trends. But the invitation today is follow the only one who can bring total fulfillment to your life. Would you respond to the invitation of Jesus today? I want to pray for you today. And as we pray, you can simply admit your failures to him right now, because forgiveness through Jesus is always free. He lived the perfect life that you didn't and I won't. But then he died the criminal's death that you and I deserved. Why? Because that provides forgiveness. It's already been paid for. It's already yours. Receive it, friend. So God, right now, I just pray for those that are with me right now, that are watching right now. God, would you bring great forgiveness and fulfillment? Lord, forgive us of all of our past failures. Give us hope for tomorrow. And God, I pray that somebody today is going to decide to accept your invitation to follow you and to stop following the things of this world. They're going to follow you. And one step at a time, God, you're going to bring them wholeness. You're going to bring them fulfillment. And you're going to build up within them a disciple that helps change the world. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, New Life Church, thank you so much for joining us today. If this is your first time joining us and you'd like to learn a little bit more about New Life Church, you can text the word CONNECT to the number 765-347-9127. Again, thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you guys next time.